I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 5th. There were 26 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 204. Quincy's positivity rate is at 2.61%, and the city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 146 deaths. Two men were being treated for serious injuries after a rollover crash in Quincy last night. Police say a vehicle rolled over on Water Street near Phipps Street at about 11:30 last night and damaged other parked vehicles. The driver was taken to Boston Medical Center in critical condition, and the passenger was being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at South Shore Hospital. Water Street was closed until about 3:30 this morning as accident reconstruction teams investigated. The names of the victims have not yet been released, but police say they were not from the area. Quincy Fire Chief Joe Jackson says Tuesday's house fire at 85 Safford Street was likely an accident. Jackson says a stove left on in the first floor kitchen of that two-family home ignited some materials near the stove, sparking the blaze. Jackson also says the home was an extreme hoarding situation, adding fuel to the fire, along with high winds. Two people escaped safely and no one was hurt. However, Jackson says the home is likely a total loss. Quincy City Council President Nina Liang says she is disappointed that Mayor Thomas Koch won't establish a new Department of Social Justice and Equity. However, she remains optimistic that there will be some changes with the current city staff. Koch recently said he didn't see a need for the new department that was approved by the City Council. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci had proposed the department after a series of listening sessions where residents spoke about their experiences with racism and bigotry. Koch said he is open to making changes using existing staff and perhaps some new hires. Three Asian-owned Quincy businesses are being spotlighted in a new video series about how the pandemic has impacted Asian immigrant entrepreneurs. The Metropolitan Area Planning Council is telling the stories of Sunshine Travel, Lion Dance Studio, and hairstylist Jimmy May. Called Quincy from a Distance, the videos focus on Quincy because Quincy and Milton have the highest proportion of Asian and Pacific Islander immigrant entrepreneurs per capita in the region. Storytellers say incidents of hate crimes against Asian immigrants have ballooned across the country since the onset of the pandemic. The video was debuted earlier this week, and a virtual community discussion about the videos will be held on March 17th. The Friends of Faxon Park have scheduled a spring cleanup. At a virtual meeting last night, the Friends said that cleanup will be held on March 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants are advised to meet at the pavilion and wear a mask. Cleanup supplies will be provided. You can email friendsoffaxonpark@gmail.com for more information. The rain date is set for April 10th. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 5th.